Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your child seems to miss social cues, if they don't always pick up on facial expressions or tone of voice or body language, I want you to take a deep breath and know that what you're experiencing is actually a beautiful part of how children learn and grow. Let me share something wonderful with you. The research shows us that understanding social cues and nonverbal communication is not something children are born knowing. It's a skill that develops gradually over time, and children between ages 5 and 6 are right in the middle of this learning journey. Think about that for a moment. Your child isn't missing these cues because something is wrong. They're learning to read them, just like they're learning to read words on a page. And just like reading takes practice and patience and gentle guidance, so does learning to understand the subtle language of faces and voices and gestures. The National Center for Biotechnology Information has done fascinating research on this, and they found that 5 and 6-year-old children are actively developing the ability to use nonverbal cues to make inferences about social relationships. Actively developing. That means your child's brain is working on this skill right now, in this very moment. Every interaction they have is teaching them something new about how people communicate without words. Here's what the magic book taught me, and this changed everything for me. When we see our children as learners rather than as struggling, when we understand that they're building a skill rather than lacking one, our whole approach shifts. Instead of worrying, we can support. Instead of correcting, we can teach. Instead of feeling frustrated, we can feel excited about being part of their learning journey. The research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us something really empowering. They emphasize that parents and teachers can intentionally teach and enhance social-emotional skills using evidence-based strategies to model and reinforce positive behaviors. Did you catch that? You can teach this. You have the power to help your child develop these skills through simple, loving, everyday interactions. So what does that look like? Let me share some beautiful ways you can support your child's growing social awareness. First, become a feelings narrator. Throughout your day, name the emotions you see in yourself and others. When you're reading a book together, pause and say, "Look at this character's face. Their eyebrows are scrunched up and their mouth is turned down. I think they might be feeling sad or worried. What do you think?" When you're at the park, you might say, "See how that child is smiling really big and jumping up and down. Their body is showing us they're feeling excited and happy." You're teaching your child to connect facial expressions and body language with the emotions behind them. Second, make your own nonverbal communication more obvious and intentional. The Raising Children Network Australia reminds us that parents can support this development by being aware of their own nonverbal communication and using it intentionally. So when you're happy, let your whole face show it. When you're concerned, let your child see your furrowed brow. Then name it. "I'm making this face because I'm feeling a little worried about something. Do you see how my forehead has lines in it? That's what my face does when I'm worried." You're giving your child a living textbook of emotional expressions. Third, play emotion guessing games. Make silly faces and have your child guess what you're feeling. Look through family photos and talk about what everyone might have been feeling when the picture was taken. Watch a favorite show together and pause it to discuss what characters might be thinking or feeling based on their expressions and body language. Make it playful, make it fun, make it a game rather than a lesson. Fourth, practice with tone of voice. Say the same sentence in different ways. Try saying, "I'm so happy to see you," in a happy voice, then a sad voice, then an excited voice, then a tired voice. Let your child hear how the same words can mean different things depending on how they're said. This is such a powerful way to help them understand that communication is about more than just words. And here's something really important. Some children need more time and more practice with these skills than others, and that is completely normal. Just like some children learn to read earlier and some learn later, some children pick up on social cues more quickly and some need more support. There is no race. There is no deadline. There is only your child's unique learning journey, and you get to be their gentle guide. The research is so clear on this. When adults name emotions, point out facial expressions, and discuss tone of voice in everyday situations, children develop stronger social awareness skills. When we provide playful practice with emotion recognition, Combined with patient coaching during real social interactions, children build confidence in reading nonverbal cues. The key is creating a supportive environment where children feel safe practicing these skills without pressure or judgment. Now, let me tell you about a story that might be a beautiful companion on this journey. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called Gerda and the Snow Queen. It's a tale of a brave girl named Gerda who goes on a magical journey to save her best friend Kay. Throughout her adventure, Gerda demonstrates such beautiful social awareness. She encounters different characters, and she reads their emotions and responds with kindness and compassion. She understands what others are feeling, and that understanding helps her connect with them and ultimately save her friend. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about how Gerda knew what others were feeling. You can discuss the moments when she showed empathy and understanding. You can practice together, looking at the illustrations and talking about the facial expressions and body language of the characters. It becomes a gentle, story-based way to explore these social skills. Remember, wonderful parent, your child is not behind. They are not struggling. They are learning. And learning takes time and patience and practice. Every time you name an emotion, every time you point out a facial expression, every time you discuss tone of voice, you are teaching your child the beautiful, complex language of human connection. The magic book whispers this truth to me, and I want to share it with you. Social awareness is not about being perfect at reading every cue. It's about being curious, about paying attention, about caring enough to try to understand what others are feeling. And your child, with your gentle guidance, is developing that curiosity and that care. You are doing such important work. You are teaching your child how to connect with others, how to understand emotions, how to navigate the social world with empathy and awareness. And that is one of the greatest gifts you can give them. So take a deep breath. Trust the process. Celebrate the small moments when your child notices someone's feelings or responds to a tone of voice. Those moments are evidence of their growing skills. Those moments are proof that your gentle teaching is working. The Magic Book and I are here with you on this journey. We believe in you, and we believe in your child. With love and starlight, Inara.